And our special guest tonight, Karen Noe, her work, We Consciousness. Now, we're going to take calls with Karen, but we're not going to summon up the dead, so we're not going to do, readings about your dearly departed loved ones. But we'll take your questions when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Karen Noe with us. Karen, are we in any imminent danger or things like that? Do they tell you anything like that?
No, we're not in any imminent danger. We just have to raise the vibration of the planet and bring it back to its beautiful state of consciousness. So no worries. We just have to work on ourselves, and in so doing, we'll create more peace in the world.
Yeah, but that's hard.
Oh, it's hard.
For a lot of people.
It's worth our effort. We have to focus on solutions. We have to focus instead of the problems. We have to focus on the many blessings around. There are many good things happening in the world. And if more people do that, if you can understand, we're vibrational beings, and we're attracting exactly what we're thinking and feeling. The energy of who we are, it's like a magnet that attracts like unto itself. So the more we think about what's good and the positive and love, the more we're expanding that energy. So that's the purpose of the We Consciousness. We have to focus on all the love and light and expand that energy instead of what's wrong. So that's what we need to do.
Do you find that this planet has primarily more good people than bad?
Yes. We all are divine beings. Within us, we have God source energy within us. Every single one of us. It's just some people don't realize it. And the who we basically are is pure love and light. And the ones who don't, who are not showing that love and light, is they just don't remember who they are. So we have to force them to remember who they are, to understand that they have God within them, and they have amazing power within themselves. They create miracles in their lives. They really could. The only difference between a miracle worker and one who's not is a miracle worker knows it. So we're all good. We're loving vibrational beings. We have God within us, every one of us.
Where do pets and animals fit into this?
Oh, my goodness. They are part of us. They are one with us. Most people don't realize it. They think that the animals are less than who we are. But they're part of the We Consciousness. And that's not just our pets. It's every animal. It's cows and the, you know, the sheep and all of them, that they truly are one with us. They have a consciousness, their energy, just like we are, and they're one with us. And we can connect with them after they pass as well. For those who are wondering if they could connect with their, you know, their pets, ask them to come to you in a dream. Ask them to give you a sign, and they will. So to understand, they're not less than we are. They're equal. Not better, not less, but the same.
Remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart, and he saved Clarence the Angel's life? Do you remember that?
I do, vaguely.
It's a classic, one of those classic Christmas time type events. But when people
gave him his wings back, right?
That's right. When people interact with angels today, what do the angels want out of this? What do they get?
They don't get anything. They're pure light and love, and they're trying to help us on our journey here on Earth. The only thing is we have to be more on par with their energy in order to connect with them. So we have to, again, focus on the love and light and all the blessings around you, and in so doing, you'll be able to connect more with their energy. But they have nothing. They're not gaining anything by us connecting with them. We're gaining by acknowledging that they're with us.
Okay, let's go to the phones now with our special guest, Karen Noe. Let's pick it up by going to Terry in Auburn, California to start. Hi, Terry, go ahead.
Hi, George and Karen. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure thing.
I wanted to tell you a quick story. My ex-husband, when we were married, he was very abusive. He was quite a tortured soul, drank a lot and did drugs and stuff. But we'd been divorced like 35 years when he passed. I had a dream of him that night. It still makes me cry. He looked so young and healthy. And he said, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm so sorry for everything. And I woke up and I was just sobbing. It was so real. And I felt so good inside knowing that he was okay, you know, that he wasn't in pain anymore. It was just amazing. And, you know, you talk about coins. I find dimes all the time. I graduated, not pennies, but dimes. And like one time I found a dime between each one of my dinner plates, like 15 plates. No one was there besides me and my cat, but somebody, you know, from the other side had put a dime between each plate to let me know that they were there. You know, it's just so amazing.
That's truly, and you know what's wonderful, Carrie, is that that is a true visitation. He came to you, he was younger, you know, they come as the age they want to be, healthy, and he's able to see through your eyes how he affected you, and he said he was sorry. So without a doubt, that was a true visitation, and it's so wonderful he was able to connect with you. And the fact, you know, he's giving you all these signs to let you know he's with you. The dimes, people ask me, how do they do it? I wish I knew. But he's doing it, and how cool is that? It's amazing.
Karen, did you ever have a point in your life where you doubted the existence of the other side?
Not after all this started to happen. Maybe before this, but not anymore. I can't doubt it anymore.
But you think maybe a little bit you did in the beginning.
Before this happened, yes. I was like, oh, what happens after we die? You know, before I started connecting with them. And that's probably most people. They're not quite sure. So I would tell them to set the intention of learning about this, to learn how to connect with them themselves and to be more aware of the signs and the dreams and all sorts of things like that.
Are you still in touch with the soul of Wayne Dyer?
I am. I am still in touch with him. Not as much as he, you know, in the first year or two, because he was so excited to let his family know that he was still around them. And now he is, he doesn't want to stay here just on Earth. He said there's so much to go and look into. The whole universe, it's not just the Earth. He said it's just like a pinprick, you know. It's just, you can't imagine how big it is. But he still stays here on Earth watching over us and his family as well.
Do you think the fact that he was such an enlightened human at the time, that that helped him when he crossed over?
Absolutely. Because you take the energy of who you are after you make your transition, and that energy continues to expand and grow. So he was already at that high vibrating level. So absolutely, yes.
Because not every spirit communicates the way he did to you.
Yeah, exactly. But see, this is the whole thing. You retain the same personality as you had when you were here on Earth. And he was loud, and he wanted to reach the masses when he was here on Earth. So, of course, he's going to do that now that he made his transition.
Let's go to Julie in New York City. Hi, Julie. Good morning.
Hi, George. Hi, Karen. How are you guys doing?
Okay,
hi,
Julie. Thank you.
My husband died 12 years ago from pancreatic cancer, and we were together 23 years. And I just was wondering if he had, you know, any messages for me and if he will, you know, forgive me for a couple of things I did while we were together that he didn't know about. So I just didn't know if he had any messages.
Julie, he's able to see through your eyes why you did what you did. He is there's no judgment at all. There's no regrets. He sees why. Okay, so there's no more regrets is all I keep hearing. Okay, so just understand that. He's truly in a better place. Don't feel guilty. Talk to him. He could hear you. And that's it. So no more worries, okay?
And we're really not doing readings tonight,
yeah.
Karen, because you'll be inundated.
Yes, I know. No more readings.
But when it happens to you, when these messages come to you, who summons that person? Like, for example, her husband, her dead husband. Was it her through you or
both
what?
Both of them, her husband and herself as well. But yes, we won't be doing readings just so that everybody has a chance to ask questions about what we're talking about rather than we readings.
Where do we get the book, by the way, We Consciousness?
You could get it on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon, in any major bookstore, or on my website, KarenNoe.com.
Now that Louise Hayes has passed on to the other side, who's running Hay House?
Reed Tracy.
Okay.
The CEO.
And has always been doing that, right?
Yeah, he's been. He's great, yes.
Good person. Let's go to Bobby in Georgia, first-time caller. Hi, Bobby. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Thanks for having me. I listen every night. I'm a truck driver, and I was just calling. I heard just a little while ago she was talking about the feathers and the coins and things, and my grandfather passed away around 12 years ago, and after that, my mother started finding dimes everywhere, And then about 18, 19 months ago, I had a bad truck wreck, and I rolled over my big rig.
Oh.
And after that, I started finding dimes. And my mother used to always say, oh, it's your grandpa leaving them. So she stopped finding them everywhere after that. And then 2 months later, I had kidney failure. And it got more and more. I mean, we can find between 10, 12, 15 a day, and I can look at a space, and there's nothing there. And 5 minutes later, I'll find another one. I mean, they're everywhere. I have a jar full of them. And I never thought anything about it until I started finding them. And then when I heard that on the show just a little while ago, it just amazed me.
So, you know,
too bad
great.
They're not quarters. You could amass a fortune, Bobby.
No, really? I mean, I literally find them everywhere in my house, in my truck, in a park. I can open the door at the parking lot, and there'll be one or two dimes
laying
there.
Amazing.
It's like I parked in the perfect spot or something.
What's going on here, Karen?
So, yeah, they're telling him that he's not alone, and they're giving him these wonderful signs. And the fact that he's aware of it, they continue to do so. And the best part, he's putting them in a jar. So he realizes how many he has. It's truly amazing. The more you're aware of what your loved ones are giving you and the angels, the more they'll continue to give you them. Amazing. That's awesome, Bobby.
Karen, in your opinion, what is the other side? Is it another dimension? What is it?
It's not an, well, yes, it is another dimension. It's not really the other side. It's just the continuation, as Wayne said, the continuation of life. The energy of who we are continues. It's almost like if you put water in the middle of the room, right, it evaporates. It's still there, but it changes form. And that's the way we are. We continue to grow and evolve after the body and without the physical limitations. And we're total love and peace. We see our connection to everyone and everything. And we go through a life review and so forth. We could be wherever we want with the thought. It's just an amazing, wonderful place. And oftentimes, the loved ones, they say, you know, don't grieve for me. They're amazing. They're doing so well. It's the ones here on Earth who are grieving, who are not doing well. So they need to be healed. But the ones on the, you know, on the other side, whatever you want to call it, they truly are at total peace. There are no words to describe it.
Let's go to Charles in Elgin, Texas. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, hey. It's my question is, well, first of all, why in the heck do we not know better about the the other side? Why don't we have easier contact with the other side? But the other question is, you know, how can I have a contact with Bill, my dad? Mm-hmm. You know, how can I have a better contact? How can I just know without having somebody else do it? In other words, without having a medium or a channel or somebody else doing it? Because the thing is, I know all kinds of stuff about my dad already, so I can make up stuff. I can imagine things. You know, I need something where it wouldn't be me doing it.
Yeah.
Have you ever contacted him on the other side, Charles?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, it seems like there's all sorts of little strange things that happen, but they just don't. This doesn't work for me. There'll be things like the Christmas tree light. So it was like 2.5 years ago. We still have Christmas tree lights are still on. They used to blink off sometimes and then turn on again. And then, but then I could think, oh, maybe it's the weather or something like that. There were rocks in the mailbox. He sometimes used to like to collect rocks out on the road and stuff like that.
That's cool. I love that.
The thing is, none of those, I figured, okay, maybe some kid put rocks in the mailbox.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what, Charles? You know what you have to do? Ask him to give you a without a doubt sign. I call it without a doubt. That you'll know without a doubt he's with you. Something that would not normally happen that occurs in your path, and you'll say, without a doubt, that's my dad.
Well, like say, maybe he hits something somewhere and he tells you where it is or something?
Or ask him to come to you in a dream and to wake you up after the dream so you remember it. When you have a true visitation from your loved one, you know it. People tell me all the time it was amazing. You know, you feel it. You know it. So ask him to come to you in a dream and to wake you up after the dream so you remember it. That's important, too, because oftentimes, you know, he may be coming to you. You just don't wake up to remember it.
Karen, quick training session for Charles and other people. How do they work on this themselves?
Yes. I would say to first ask them to give you a sign to let you know they're with you, and be patient and wait, and the sign will come when you least expect it. Tell them to come to you in a dream and to wake you up, and so forth. But I would also say to meditate every day. Quiet your thoughts, because if your thoughts are going a mile a minute, you're not going to be able to hear the thoughts of your loved ones. Okay, so you need to quiet your thoughts so you're more on par with their energy. I would say to raise your vibration, to be more compassionate in life, to, you know, practice forgiveness. That's a big one. The reason why I'm telling you to do these types of things, because when you raise your vibration, you're more on par with their energy, okay? Forgiveness is extremely important. As Wayne Dyer himself used to say, it's not the snake bite that kills us. It's the venom that's left behind. So all sorts of things. You forgive for the other person. When you do it, when you raise your vibration, when you quiet your thoughts, when you're asking for signs, asking them to come to you in a dream, understand that a lot of messages are coming as thoughts. And be aware of all the things around you. Be aware of the change in energy around you. You know, if somebody physically is standing behind you, you could actually feel their presence with your eyes closed. And the same it's with your loved ones. When they're there, you could actually feel their physical presence. So there's all things you can do. But again, I would say is to ask your dad for a without a doubt sign so that you know without a doubt he's with you.
Do they always deliver when you ask that?
They do, but not sometimes right away. And I would tell everyone to be patient and wait and expect it because they heard you. And people also ask me, are we bothering them if we ask them? You're not bothering them. If you were on the other side and you asked, wouldn't you want your loved ones to know?
Sure.
That you say the same thing.
Sure, so, absolutely. Let's go to Aaron in Pasadena, California. Oh. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Well, you just answered all my questions. But what I was going to say is I'm so jealous because I've been trying for maybe 12 years to have my grandmother come to me. And all the things that you should see my kitchen. I've got sticky notes everywhere. Because I've asked, I've said, please come in a dream, give me a sign. I'm sure I'm missing
I know
them,
what,
but I'm
I know
so
why. I know why. What happened? You're begging. And when you beg, it's almost as if you don't believe it's going to happen. It's any prayer or any request. If you say, please, I beg you, let's do it, that's the vibration of not believing it's going to happen. So this is what you're going to do now. Thank you for giving me a sign. Thank you for giving me a sign. Expect it. Feel it. Know it. Thank you. Thank you. Feel the feeling of your wish fulfilled. That's what Wayne used to say. Feel it. Feel it. They're coming. She's coming, you know, to you. Absolutely. I know it. Thank you so much. How would you feel if you received the messages? How would you feel?
I feel I'd be over the moon.
I want you to feel it now, beforehand, expect it, and then watch the difference. What's happening is most people, when they're grieving, they're begging. And when you're begging, it's a lower vibration. Please do it. It's almost like you don't believe it's going to happen.
So you just got to let it happen, right? Go with the flow.
Allow it to happen. Say thank you before. You know, that's any type of prayer. You say, thank you for abundance. Thank you for the perfect soulmate. Thank you for this. Thank you for allowing me to feel you. Thank you so much. Say it often, and I can't wait to hear the signs that you're going to receive.
Once again, Karen's website is her name, KarenNoe.com, KarenNoe, linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. And the most latest book is called We Consciousness, 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace. What are you working on next, Karen?
Well, right now I'm just traveling, doing classes and everything for the We Consciousness, and I'm sure it's going to be something related to that. I'm also, I will be speaking at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, with the Dyer sisters,
Serena Bates,
and at the ARE in Virginia Beach, the Edgar Casey's
Foundation.
With them as well.
That's a super place. Okay, we're going to come back and take final phone calls with Karen Noe in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Plus, we'll end the show with Red Skelton's rendition of what's happening to the Pledge of Allegiance based on that school in Atlanta that told kids, nope, not going to say the pledge anymore. And welcome back to Coast. We're with Karen Noe, of course. She is the psychic medium. Let's go back to the calls as the clock is ticking. We'll go to Birmingham, Alabama. Jelani's with us. Hi there, Jelani. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, Karen Noe. What do you know?
How are you?
Yeah, well, I'll get to the chase. I have a lot of stuff, but short right now. My godmother passed several years ago. And my heart was very heavy upon her. When I came home, and I live on one of the top floors downtown Birmingham.
Okay.
And I went to my dwelling, and I came to the window. I was drawn to the window, and my heart was heavy, and I was in tears thinking about my godmother. And something said, look up. I looked up out of the window, and these clouds, the white puffy clouds that are usually known to me from my observations, horizontal in orientation. Mm-hmm. But on this particular instance, there was a huge, gigantic, vertical, puffy white non-horizontal cloud that came over my window. Mm. And I wonder now how many people on the street saw what I saw. But
yeah,
I looked up, and I continued to concentrate in the middle, because the shape of the cloud outwardly did not change appearance. It kept its shape. But as I looked in the middle, a perfect circle came, and a hole came where I can look through the circular hole and see the blue sky backdrop. But instantly, the hole changed into the shape of a heart.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you knew my godmother, you would know that there was this old person from the neighborhood back in the day in Smithfield. I grew up in the projects, Smithfield Court projects, and my name was Wade back then. And I'm not Prince, but I didn't revert back to my old name. Hmm. Like, she would take care of this person who had AIDS. And she was a nurse, and the person didn't have insurance.
Jeez.
Couldn't get appropriate treatment.
She was an angel, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yes, and when she passed, well, see, angels were created for another purpose. They're another creation by God. And that's a whole nother program, George.
Yeah, it is.
You have to check my book out, my upcoming book out someday. But it, incidentally, it's not on angels, but it's all of it is relative. But she was angelic in nature. And if you had gone to that funeral, you would have said, wow, who passed? JFK? MLK Jr.? Because I didn't realize, as I told the tall screener, that there was a whole new dimension in the church where it was an upper level. It was just countless of people there.
She touched a lot of lives, didn't she?
Right. And our Creator, God, allowed me to have a very special moment that day. Yeah. Everything went right. Man, I've ridden a brand new white big old truck, and I was the first one at that graveyard. And but she touched a whole lot of lives. And she was, if you didn't get along with Mother Houston, and her son was the, he's psychic.
Yeah.
She told me that out of her mouth. He helped me get a car back one day within 4 days. Well, I heard this voice, and I said, I heard God today. Mm-hmm. And God spoke through me, and he came up through me. He said, no, that wasn't God. Pastor Houston told me. He's one of the co-founders, the original founder of one of the local churches here. And he said that was a voice of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the voice came up from my stomach through my chest.
That's amazing. Hey, let me ask you a question, Karen. As the calls continue to line up, a woman who was that kind to other people, what happens to them in their spirit world?
So first of all, she totally feels that loving presence of God immediately, as we all do too, but she's continuing to spread her love through where she is now to her loved ones here on earth as well. So she gave him that heart shape, you know, the clouds, and then it opened up into a heart. That was showing him her love is still exists.
Yeah, she did the clouds, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Next up, let's go to first-time caller Nancy in New York. Hey, Nance, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm just glad to get through. I'm wondering if one can heal themselves.
Absolutely, they can heal themselves. Absolutely. I have clients that come to see me. I do alternative healing, but when I do the healing, it's not me who heals them. It's the person themselves. All you have to know is that you have the power of God within you. Instead of focusing on the disease, you have to focus on wellness. You have the most important thing is that your mind, body, spirit, you're not just the body. So if you have any stress in your life, you have to get rid of it if you can. You know, and focus on what's good around you instead of the pain and the emotional pain. It's very important to get rid of the stress. You know, of course, diet is important too, but the most important, I've had people who come through and they have the best diet, but they still pass. Usually there's 6 to 8 months before somebody gets sick. There's something very stressful going on in their lives. So you have to work on that. Focus on getting past. Do you have any stress in your life right now?
Everybody has stress in their lives, Karen.
So what I would say is to please, you know, life is too short to deal with the peace in your life, and make an effort to step into the peace instead of the stress and get rid of anything that you don't have to do. It's not worth it.
Why does it seem sometimes, Karen, that snowball effects happen in bunches? Things either go great in bunches or they don't.
Very, very good question, because the energy of whatever we're focusing upon grows. If we're focusing on what's wrong and we're vibrating at that level, oh, everything's going wrong in my life, everything's going wrong, then guess what? You're going to attract more things to go wrong in your life. So that's why, and the same with something that's going well in your life. You say, oh, everything's happening, everything's wonderful in my life. You're focusing on that. This is not just wishful thinking. This is a fact. I'm trying to explain that we are energy, and the energy of who we are continues after the body dies, yes. But the energy of who we are now attracts like unto itself. So whatever we're thinking and feeling expands. So that's why that happens.
Richard in Kentucky. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, George. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Richard.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I've had several times where my dad has visited me in my dreams to either encourage me or to let me know the decision I made was okay. And one time I remember that I bought some property and built a house, and I was wondering if I bought it in the wrong place and done something wrong. And that night I dreamt of him. He was standing out in front of the house looking at the lawn and looking at the front barn and looking at the house, and he was nodding his head and smiling.
And a little approval, right?
Love that.
Yeah. And my dad and I were really close, and he was killed in an accident when I was 18.
Oh, geez.
And he was World War II, you know. Jeez. He drove a truck in the Patton Third Army in Red Ball Express and all that. He guarded German prisoners. He was billeted in houses. He was a PFC. And anyway, he was dead 37 years before my mother died. But he had visited me 5 or 6 times. Another time we were walking on campus at Purdue, and he was showing me the place. And he said, we ended up in the ag building upstairs looking at the composites up on the wall. And he was telling about some different guys that he knew. And then he gets down to the end of the wall, and he looks up in the picture, and he said, and I had a lot of fun with this guy. And I went over there, and I looked at the face of the man on the composite, and guess who it was?
Who?
Me.
No way.
No, true. And then 3 years after my mother died, my dad and my mom came to me in a dream, and this was 6 months ago. Mm. And that really sealed the cake for me.
Well, I got to tell you, though, how important it is that they come to you in your dream state. We only got a minute left, Karen, but
yeah.
The dreams are very powerful for the other side, aren't they?
Absolutely. That's their way of making contact, because you're relaxed, you're in your altered state of consciousness, and they're able to come to you. So again, tell your loved ones, everyone listening, to come to you in a dream and wake you up after the dream. So
where do we get the book again, We Consciousness?
Any major bookstore, Amazon.com, my website, KarenNoe.com.
And everybody should go to that website. You've got some great information there. Karen, come back again, okay?
I absolutely will. Thank you for having me on.
I had a great time with you, and she's a great psychic medium. Well, there's a school in Atlanta that drops the Pledge of Allegiance. Jeez, unbelievable. But it reminds me to pull up this old clip of the late comedian Red Skelton, who kind of predicted that something like this would happen. And you would hope that the school would get back into the business of building up the morale of kids and this country. Here's Red Skelton.
You know, getting back to school. I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, and he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice. The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that be eliminated from schools, too.
For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.